it's pretty powerful for me to talk about because as transformative as Ricky Vasquez was for so many people, it was even more so and more profound for me. I grew up with a father who I never thought would accept my homosexuality. You know, he is from Puerto Rico. He's born in Puerto Rico. He's Catholic. You know, cultural circumstances forced him and led him to believe that homosexuality and being gay was a sin and unacceptable to him. And so when I came out to him on Christmas Eve, he threw me out and I lived on the street in my car for a few months until we started doing the rest of the series of my so-called life. And one of the episodes that we did aired the following December, and he and I hadn't spoken for a full year. And one of the episodes that we did that aired in December was when Ricky Vasquez himself was kicked out of his home and was homeless. And my father called me after seeing that episode, and because of seeing it, said that he understood better what it was that I went through, and had deep respect for what I was capable of doing, and for what I was doing. And so my so-called life really saved my relationship with my father and saved my life in many ways, because I was able to go through the same circumstances that I went through just a few years prior and be able to walk through them and walk away from them and leave them on that soundstage.